USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Iran's foreign minister has left the G7 summit in France after making a quick visit. French President Emmanuel Macron invited him, hoping to ease tensions between the U.S. and Iran over their nuclear program. The foreign minister's visit was a surprise. The president said no comment when asked if he might meet with Javad Zarif. A member of Zarif's staff said on Twitter that no meetings with the U.S. were scheduled.
Iran is no longer the same country it was as it was 2.5 years ago. But we'll do our own outreach. But, you know, I can't stop people from talking. If they want to talk, they can talk.
The president is sending mixed messages about the U.S. trade war with China. Many summit leaders are pushing him to ease frictions with Beijing over the tariffs. He first expressed second thoughts about escalating the trade war, then chose to increase pressure on China. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Arrest warrants have been issued for four employees of the Hollywood Hills nursing home in Florida. They're accused of playing a role in the deaths of a dozen residents after Hurricane Irma knocked out the facility's air conditioning in 2017. That prompted many 911 calls like this.
We don't have any air conditioning, so I saw her slouch over. I realized that she's not breathing, so I check her. She's just barely breathing, and her fingers are starting to change color, you know, slightly blue.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is now clarifying that the president's tweets about barring U.S. businesses from dealings with China is a very long view.
He would have the authority to do that under IEPA if he declared an emergency. He has not done that. I think what he was saying is he's ordering companies to start looking because he wants to make sure, to the extent we are in an extended trade war, that companies don't have these issues.
Mnuchin was on Fox News Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
North Korea has blasted some more rockets. Here's USA's Chris Barnes in Washington with more.
The South Korean military confirms that the North did test what was a multiple missile launcher under the watchful eyes of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. North Korean state media also mentioning the test and publishing what appears to be a video of the event. The North has test-launched several short- and medium-range missiles now in just the past few weeks after a long dry spell. Despite the saber rattling, all of a sudden, the Trump administration is still trying to coax the North back to the negotiating table on the subject of the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
The Pope is weighing in on the fires in the Amazon. USA's John Hunt has more.
Pope Francis said that the Amazon forest is vital for our earth, and he's urging prayers that the fires are quickly controlled, even as Brazil sent tens of thousands of soldiers out to confront the crisis. Francis added his voice to the chorus of international concern that the blazes in Brazil will have grave repercussions on the world's environmental health. The pontiff, who is from the South American nation of Argentina that borders Brazil, told the public at St. Peter's Square that we're all worried about the vast Amazon fires. He warned that the green lung of forest is vital for the planet. Brazilian government satellite monitors have recorded over 41,000 fires in the Amazon region so far.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.